Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. I don't know about you, but I crave those moments when a friend just gets me. My kids make me laugh. My husband wraps me up in his arm. At times, these moments seem kind of small, inconsequential. But oh my gosh, how powerful are they? Welcome back to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and we're going to talk about the 7 types of rest God designed you to have. And we are on rest type number 7. Your life is built upon stories that connect from your interactions at home, work, and play. Some parts of your story are hard, lonely, perhaps even brutal. Sometimes you feel isolated. These feelings can leave you feeling disconnected from others, even when you're surrounded by people. The sense of separation has a destructive effect on your ability to rest. Instead of being in a state of relational connectedness, you remain restless around others. You feel less than, unimportant, not prioritized, and left out. These feelings then spiral into a level of disconnectedness from other people that leaves you feeling drained and somewhat depressed. It's at this point that one of two things happen. You move forward and find the relational rest you need yourself, or you put pressure on those around you to fill the gaps, to soothe you, and to heal this place inside of you. When the pressure is placed on your friends, your spouse, your coworkers, or even your children, it could quickly become unhealthy and toxic for both parties. It leads to blaming the other person for what they are not doing for you and to thoughts of not being liked. And then you will fall into a pit of negativity that is so hard to climb out of. But relational rest leaves you feeling supported and seen. It starts within you, not from what another person gives you. Hear that. Relational rest leaves you feeling supported and seen, but it starts within you, not from what another person gives you. Yet we keep blaming our spouse and our friends for not meeting our needs when we can't even meet them ourselves. But when you do, relational rest helps you to de-stress and increases your overall happiness, your joy, your well-being. And small interactions with others can often feed any relationship rest deficit. Just as your body hungers for food, so does your soul hunger for connection. allow yourself to receive tokens of relational rest from others. A hug, a smile, even a short conversation. Allow these to penetrate you and fill you up. There doesn't have to be a big, grand adventure, an hours-long conversation to feel connected to someone if you know how valuable of a human you truly are. Because you are valuable. Even if you don't believe it, I'm going to say it again. You say it out loud. I am valuable. I am wonderful. I am amazing. Say it over and over again till you feel it, because friend, you truly are. So rest type, number 7, relational rest. Let's start with the R and reveal the rest. I aspire to be authentic, honest, and vulnerable in my relationships, but it's hard. Sometimes it is easier to just put on my mask and fit in so I don't have to worry about offending someone or not being accepted. You know, when I was a kid, there was a game on the playground called Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, please send Johnny right over. I never got chosen. I hated that game. I never felt like I fit in. And I wanted to avoid it, but everyone played, so there was no avoiding it. I wasn't accepted. Sometimes it's just easier to shut up and go with the flow. I say I don't like fake people, yet when my mask is fully in place, am I not doing the same? I'm not talking about your COVID mask. I'm talking about that mask that we put on in different situations so we can hide who we really are, hide who, how we really feel. We become judgmental of how we view authenticity, demanding it from others while refusing to be full participants ourselves. Oh, stop the truck, back it up. Hear that again. We become judgmental of how we view authenticity while we demand it from other people, yet we refuse to be full participants ourselves. Uh-huh. In order to fully take advantage of relational rest, you have to confront your reactions to the judgment of others, our feelings of rejection, and our fears about fitting in. If we can accomplish this, we create beautiful, secure relationships that give us the grace and allow our authenticity to shine through, because they're going to love us warts and all. E, evaluate your energy. Most relationships take from us. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's simply the reality of the interaction. I mean, your children want to eat more than once a day. They don't mean to be demanding when they're asking what's for dinner. In the majority of your day-to-day interactions, you're giving your expertise, helping others, and not taking the time to replenish yourself. Here are some signs you might be deprived of relational rest. You feel alone more often than not. You find it hard to maintain close relationships or make new friends. You isolate yourself from others. You prefer online relationships versus face-to-face. You project your inner feelings of not being liked onto others' thoughts about you. You want to be seen by those around you, but have a protective shield that they can't see through. Are you ready to rediscover you again? You are made for more than being just okay. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit between juggling the roles of wife, mom, CEO, cook, chauffeur, nurse, doctor, mediator, dog poop picker-upper? But you've forgotten what it means to be you. So let's rediscover who you are in Him. You're more than a wife, more than a mom, more than a CEO. I think it's time for you to join me on Awaken Me, a journey to finding you. And this is a complete step-by-step rediscovery course designed to introduce you to the most important person in your life, you. AwakenMeCourse.com. Sign up and come join me on this journey. Let's go to the S, science and scripture. Studies show people with strong relationships live longer, handle stress better, and are overall happier. In fact, the lack of strong relationships increased the risk of premature death from all causes by 50%. 8%. What? That statistic, again, mind blown. Wow. The lack of strong relationships increased the risk of premature death from all causes by 50%. Your relational support system does more than help you through storms in life. It helps you lengthen your life. Being social with uplifting, encouraging, and giving people is great for you. This type of rest will increase your sense of belonging, your purpose, improve your self-confidence and self-worth. It defeats the lie that you're the only one who ever feels lonely or unworthy. Your restful relationships help you handle the hard times in life, the hurts, the brutal curveballs thrown at you, and wraps you up in just a big hug of comfort. Think about your best friends. I don't think you have to have a lot of best friends. Just one or two will work to rest in relationships. In his human form, Jesus showed how he desired a close relationship, reflecting our need for a close relationship with others. Jesus was created in God's image, right? This is one of the basic desires of life. It became evident relationships are a key factor in God's plan of salvation. Without relationship, God's plan is lost. In Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. That's all Jesus was about. Relationships. Building them, being energized by them, taking a break when he needed one from them, but also knowing when he came back in, he just wanted to love everyone and to teach them. Jesus built relationships. Let's talk about your to-do for today, the T in rest. The best part of my job is the people I meet. The hardest part of my job is the people I meet. Sometimes relationships are far from restful. Some people just might rub you the wrong way, and that's okay. Not everyone is for everyone. You get to decide who you allow in your inner circle. First things first, make face-to-face time a priority. Technology makes it easy to send a text message, keep up to date on social, or send a friendly email, but nothing beats a good in-person talk. This has been hard with quarantine and all the things related to that, but it is time to start to regain your in-person relationships. Next, understand that most people feel alone in their struggles. So while we all love to talk, make intentional listening part of your interaction. And there's a podcast episode we'll link in the show notes that I did, I don't know, about 8 weeks ago on listening intentionally. It is in these moments you will become aware of similarities and experiences such as loss, fear, disappointment. It is these common moments you experience relational rest. Finally, nurture your need to connect. Rest is active, restorative. Find your people, the ones you feel naturally connected to, and you're going to find an endless source of rest. Now that you've learned all the seven types of rest God designed for you, it's time to take action and download your 30-day step-by-step guide to begin implementing all seven types of rest into your life right now. You can find the download in the show notes. I hope you've enjoyed these weeks. Please email me, amy@amywine.com. I can't wait to hear from you. And if you want to know how to thrive in life, relationships, and business, go to amywine.com and take the Thrive Life Assessment. That's going to tell you exactly where you stand right now in 10 areas of your life. I will talk to you soon. Until next week on Couch Dad. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.